can give a quick overview of what this annexation is for.
Wait. Okay.
He has to change a recording.
Okay. So we're now in public hearing, and I need to read this. This notice is hereby given that portions have been filed to annex, petitions have been filed to annex portions of Canyon View Estates into the Austin Community Special Service District to receive culinary water from the district and for the benefits of the property within said area. The taxes may be levied annually upon all taxable property within the proposed special service district, and fees or charges may be imposed to pay for some, if or all, of the services that the special district is proposed to provide. And notice was given, and so we're now in public hearing to consider that. And so we'll turn the time over to you, Parker.
Thank you. I'll just provide a little bit of context on the purpose of this annexation. So if you're familiar with the Canyon View Estates subdivision, the bottom half of it, which would include everybody along Washburnville Road, the mini golf course, and their amenities there, that's the bottom half of the subdivision. They're already included in Austin Special Service District. The top half, so as you follow that road up, as it loops around, everybody that's on that far east road, they're outside of the district boundaries. As you recall, with the annexation of Lizard Bench just to the north of there, we're running a new water line that interfaces with several of these property owners, and a question came up of if we could put a fire hydrant out for some of these folks, if they could band together and purchase a fire hydrant and install it. So that's kind of what brought about the purpose of this annexation. There are a few that do wish to apply for a water connection in the future, but a lot of it is just geared towards getting additional fire hydrants through the community there. So we have signed petitions from every lot except for two. One lot that was not able to file a petition is the Hillen property that's tied up with the Hillens passing away, and the kids have the property. And their attorney felt like it was in their best interest to not sign the petition, although they were aware of the fact that they could be annexed in and okay with that. And then there was lot 10, I believe, is the other one on the far south side of the subdivision. They weren't willing to sign the petition, but they are paying for, so the homeowners banded together to pay for the plat map and all of this, and they are participating with their neighbors to pay for this process. So they said they weren't necessarily in favor, but they weren't opposing it, and that's kind of the general consent. So it feels like the general area is very in favor of this, and we do have the plat map. It's signed and stamped by the surveyor, Trevor Gadd, and then Ryan Savage reviewed it from the county surveyor perspective. So that's what I've got here today. I guess if there's any other questions or background information, I can answer those questions for the commissioners, and then I can yield it back to you for the public hearing.
Any questions?
I don't have any.
Okay. Nope. Okay. Any questions from the public, or any comments from the public?
It's just a process that needs to happen as far as it helps the annexation of that area. It gives the Austin Special Service District more funding for the projects they have involved with more in the future development of it. Maybe they entail some other things, but it just helps incorporate that whole district area into more, versus them being on their own entity, which is going to cause problems down the road.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that perspective too, so thank you. If there's no other public comments, then we will move back into our commission meeting.